Blackstone Audio presents The Golden Tree by Catherine Lasky. This book is read by Pamela Garalick. Prologue.
Look at me! Look at me!
The great grey hooted. His primaries sparkled silver in the moonlight as he carved a steep turn, then folded his wings and plunged toward a cresting wave. He swooped up, barely escaping the grip of the sea, as the spume trailed behind him like a comet's tail. Twilight looked to the rest of the band.
And they say seagulls do it better.
Gilfie turned to Soren, and Digger sighed, then chirred softly.
We all know what's coming, don't we?
Indeed,
Soren and Digger both said at once. Then Twilight began.
I don't just do it better, I don't even get wetter. I'm prettier, hey beautiful, I'm a gorgeous owl and not a gull. Waves crash, grass grows, I can whop anything before it knows.
The winds were capricious at this time of year, and the owls of the band entertained themselves by sliding in and out of their folds, rising and plummeting on the rogue drafts that buffeted the island of Hool. There was nothing that owls liked doing more than playing with air, with wind, and none did it better than the band. Despite the season, almost winter, and the beginning of what the owls of the great Cahal tree called the time of the white rain, the great tree still retained the nearly golden glow of summer. It had remained this way ever since Corin, the new young king, had retrieved the ember of Hool several moon cycles ago from the volcano in Beyond the Beyond. Soren glanced toward the tree nervously. Its strange defiance of the seasons.